Good evening. This is Sakishvani Kohima. I'm Kahir Chisate with the evening news. The headlines. Prime Minister asserts women's active role in decision-making key to Viksit Bharat 2047. Chief Minister Nipurio calls for stronger sports infrastructure in Nagaland. State launches grievance redressal mechanism portal for lighthouse school complexes. And nation remembers Dr. B.R. Ambedkar on his birth anniversary today. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said when women become active participants in policy making and decision making, the journey towards a Viksit Bharat by 2047 is strengthened. In a letter to India's Nari Shakti, Mr. Modi said that on 16th April, Parliament will reconvene to discuss an important constitutional amendment to the Nari Shakti Vandan Adiniyam. He expressed hope that the legislation will be passed in the House. He said that at the grassroots, countless self-help groups and Lakhpati Didis are showing how self-reliance can be achieved and how other women can be empowered. Mr. Modi added that science and innovation, which are guiding the progress of humankind in the 21st century, have seen an increasing participation of women. Chief Minister Nipurio has called for stronger institutional support and infrastructure development to unlock the region's athletic potential. Addressing the inaugural session of the two-day annual general meeting of the Athletics Federation of India AFI in Kohima today, Mr. Rio underscored that Nagaland has made significant progress since affiliating with the Indian Olympic Association and gained recognition in national sporting circles through growing collaboration with bodies such as the AFI. He highlighted inadequate infrastructure as a major challenge in the state, noting that there is only one functional stadium equipped with athletic track at Indira Gandhi Stadium, Kohima. He said efforts are underway to develop additional facilities and called for support through corporate social responsibility initiatives.
We're trying to develop one more in Chimbogenima. And I hope with your support and cooperation, and the cooperation and support from the corporates, your CSR programs, if some infrastructure can be taken up, it will be a great help and push. You are aware, Northeast and Nagaland, our youth are vibrant, talented and committed.
The Chief Minister emphasized the potential of state's youth, saying the talented athletes require proper coaching and exposure to compete at par with the rest of the country.
But the raw talent is not enough. They have to be coached, disciplined and motivate. Even take them for exposures so that they can catch up with the rest of the country. So our infrastructures, I hope things will improve.
Highlighting the absence of institutions under the Sports Authority of India in Nagaland, Mr. Rio reiterated the government's request for establishing such facilities. He also appreciated the AFI and the president of the South Asian Athletics Federation for bringing national-level events to the Northeast, describing it as a step towards greater national integration and inclusiveness. Mr. Rio said such initiatives would strengthen unity and give many stakeholders an opportunity to experience Nagaland firsthand. On the occasion, the AFI honoured Chief Minister Rio with a citation for his contribution to sports development and promotion of athletics in the region. The Nagaland Education Project, the Lighthouse Nectar, under the School Education Department today launched a grievance redressal mechanism portal for Lighthouse School Complexes, LSE. The portal was inaugurated by Chairman of the Nagaland State Commission for Protection of Child Rights, Alun Hansing, during a one-day orientation program for district-level LSE school-related gender-based violence committees held at Kohima. The portal is designed to ensure anonymity of complainants and will automatically notify the concerned committees. It will initially be implemented in LSEs and later expanded to cover all government schools across the state. Speaking on the occasion, Principal Director and Nectar Project Director Shashank Pratap Singh said the mechanism is mandated by court directives as well as the United Nations and the World Bank. He stressed the need for schools to provide a safe environment and urged members to handle gender-based violence cases with sensitivity. In his keynote address, Mr. Hung Sing highlighted the importance of child rights and called on committee members to effectively implement policies for a better future. The orientation was attended by 97 representatives from all districts. This is Akushvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles AIR News Alerts and AIR underscore Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. The nation is paying homage to the chief architect of Indian Constitution, Dr. B.R. Ambedkar, on his 136th birth anniversary today. President Draupadi Murmu paid floral tributes at the portrait of Baba Saheb at Lok Bhavan in Gujarat. Speaking at the Samajik Samrasata Mahotsav, she called for national unity by rising above the barriers of caste and creed to ensure the national overall development. In New Delhi, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Union Ministers and Members of Parliament paid homage in the Parliament premises. In Nagaland, Governor Nand Kishore Yadav paid floral tributes at Lok Bhavan in Kohima. Mr. Yadav acknowledged Baba Saheb's enduring contributions to social justice and equality. Governor Nand Kishore Yadav joined the Sikh community in celebrating Vaisakhi today at Gurudwara Sri Guru Singh Sabha in Dimapur. Addressing the gathering, Mr. Yadav extended greetings and highlighted the festival's profound spiritual, cultural and historical significance, marking the harvest season and symbolizing prosperity, gratitude and new beginnings. Emphasizing the teachings of the Sikh gurus, he underlined the importance of selfless service, compassion and discipline, adding that traditions of seva and langar reflect inclusiveness and humanity. Highlighting Nagaland's diversity and harmony, he said festivals like Vaisakhi strengthen unity, mutual respect and brotherhood. He also appreciated the contributions of the Sikh community to the state. On the occasion, the governor called for continued commitment to peace, harmony and progress. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated the Delhi-Dehradun Economic Corridor from Dehradun. Addressing the event, he stressed the importance of promoting year-round tourism in Uttarakhand, adding that the new expressway will further boost the state's growth and development.
Dehradun Delhi Economic Corridor se is pure kshetra ka kayakalp hone ja raha hai. Pehla fayda to ye hai ki isse samay bachega, aana jana sasta aur tez hoga. और दूसरा बड़ा फायदा रोजगार का होगा साथियों इस शानदार एक्सप्रेसवे से उत्तराखंड के टूरिज्म को बहुत ही बड़ा फायदा देगा
The Delhi-Dehradun Economic Corridor will cut travel time between the two cities to nearly half. As part of efforts to promote inclusive entrepreneurship and grassroots innovation, a workshop under the Tejas Initiative was conducted at Kiffiriya today. The program was organized by Startup India under the Commerce Ministry's Department for Promotion of Industry and Internal Trade in collaboration with the State Department of Industries and Commerce and District Administration. Tejas is a nationwide initiative being implemented across 132 districts to support aspiring entrepreneurs, startups and students from non-metro regions through mentorship, resources and institutional support. More than 60 students, startups and aspiring entrepreneurs participated in the workshop. Sessions focused on One District, One Product initiative, business ideation, government schemes, funding opportunities and market linkages, among others. And in weather, the India Meteorological Department has issued a weather alert forecasting continued rainfall with lightning and thunderstorms in the northeast, including Nagaland, this week.
IMD weather alert. Isolated heavy rainfall with lightning and thunderstorm very likely over Sikkim on 14th, over Arunachal Pradesh on 14th or 15th, over Assam or Meghalaya and Nagaland on the 18th of April.
The department has advised residents to remain alert and follow local weather updates. Now, to end the news, here are the main points once again. Prime Minister asserts women's active role in decision-making key to Viksit Bharat 2047. Chief Minister Imperio calls for stronger sports infrastructure in Nagaland. State launches grievance redressal mechanism portal for lighthouse school complexes. And nation remembers Dr. B.R. Ambedkar on his birth anniversary today. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.